MCT podcast.
I think it's podcast 48. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we kind of skipped one. It was crazy. Let's see. It is July 15th, Saturday. And I'm sure the sound quality... Let's get really close. The sound quality is probably horrible.
Yeah.
We're on Bear Island.
And we're in the middle of a thunderstorm.
We're in the middle. Well, the rain stopped, so
we're still getting lightning.
We're getting lightning from
and thunder
in all directions. So I was just out there tightening guy lines on the tent, and the lightning was coming from every azimuth. So
we're dead center.
Yeah, but it's not directly on us anymore. So it must go in. You know how. If you look at a hurricane, I mean, it's not a hurricane, but storms have storm.
The eye of the storm.
No, it's like there's these arms, spiral arms that go around.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them might have passed us, and now, you know, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, we really wanted to record on the island like we did last year. But we forgot.
We've been very relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, relaxed and busy at the same time.
So, Bear Island is off the coast of North Carolina, and there are two bird sanctuaries, one at each end of the island. And the island you can only get to by a ferry. It does not take cars. There are no cars on the island. People are dropped at the ferry, and then they walk about a mile in to where the beach area is.
I think it's half a mile.
Half a mile?
Across the island, 800 meters or so.
For us, we came by canoe, and we loaded everything into the canoe for 8 days to stay over for our anniversary week. And it's always something that we look forward to.
And this year has been absolutely fantastic.
It has been.
Yeah. We've never had, there's been no bugs.
No.
Except those little ones that feed, I think they feed, they're all over the sea oats.
Yep.
But they don't bite.
No.
They're just, I mean, they're fun to have around.
But. So last year the gnats were so bad that we would wear long sleeves, long pants, our hat, a head net, and we would take a fly swatter.
Yeah, well, this fly swatter wouldn't work very well for the gnats.
No, but just to get the clouds away.
A bandana
away. Yeah.
Would work better for me. But we would do that even, like, we have our morning coffee before sunrise every time, and we're out, way out on the beach when it's low tide, and I don't remember how far the tide was out, but even out there, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
At the water's edge.
Yep. And this year, it's like 180 degrees different, and we have had very few gnats. We still dress in the morning, but I don't think we need to as much.
We've had, we have had some gnats for a short while in the morning.
We've had them cloud around us.
And one time at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I have worn the... I did wear the head net for a bit one time, but that's all. Mostly I've gone just without the head net at all.
So. It all depends on the amount of wind that we have in the morning. If we have good wind, then we don't have to worry about insects.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. The wind is a big deal.
So maybe we can talk about some of the finds that we've had this week.
Okay. Yeah, because this is our last day on the island. Mm-hmm. We're leaving tomorrow morning, hopefully, if it's not crashing thunder all around.
Right.
So, yeah. Actually, before we do everything, you want to... I mean, we're going to keep this really short, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do some of the finds. Maybe that's it, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and then we'll do another podcast, hopefully not too long after this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, finds.
Okay. So we walked down to the far end of the island, and
pelicans are awesome.
The pelicans, we have this huge colony of pelicans, and there are about 50 individuals, and at one point...
Oh, there's got to be way more than that.
Yeah, we counted there's 50 flying over in the evening, all within 5 minutes of each other.
Yeah. I mean, that was incredible. Extra dense, but that was amazing.
That was. Yeah. And you can see them constantly fishing off the coast throughout the day.
That's what I found surprising is you sit there and you look out and every so often you see a bird. It's like, okay, it's pretty much there's nothing out there except maybe for the Navy over to the southwest during midweek doing their exercises. But I got the binoculars out one of the days and I sat there and I just looked for stuff. And there's actually pelicans and terns all through way out there. And they're close enough that you can see them by eye, but it's you really have to stare and look hard. Which means that you actually never see them, right? Because you don't notice them. And they're all fishing singly, or there's not really many groups. They're mostly singly. They're constantly just hovering and then diving into the water. Lots of activity.
And we also got to see at the far end of the island, we went for a walk, newly hatched egg or
offspring. That was so cool.
It was beautiful. I'm trying to think.
Were those willets?
I think they were willets.
Or are they plovers? I think they were willets.
I think they were willets.
We took a picture anyway.
We took a picture and it was so cute. We had a little baby willet that was maybe a quarter of size of the adult.
And all fuzzy.
Yeah.
And the head was as big as the body.
it was very cute. And the parents were doing the whole thing to draw us away from the baby to protect it.
Yeah.
And so we didn't want to get too close and then upset everyone. But it was pretty good. The other thing is during the evening, we've been having, we had a full moon. And then we've had a waning moon since then,
we're pretty close to the last quarter.
Yeah. And during that time, you have crab mating, or at least maybe that's true.
I don't know, but there's a lot of
crabs mating out there, and it was around the full moon. But... it was
maybe it's just because we can see them.
Maybe it's because we can see them more. But they were so abundant. And it was neat. You were walking down the beach and you would see claws come up when you came close, threatening claws. Don't even come here. We will snap you.
Yeah. So these are blue crabs and I think they're speckled crabs.
Yes.
The other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This year, we have had other years where we've seen more of the swimming type crabs, and we have had some years where we found practically none.
Right. That's what we were finding really bizarre. We've come here for 10 years. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Over 10 years. But most summers. And
But it hasn't been that long. It's only been like 4 years that we've done like week-long trips rather than just weekend.
No, it's true. It's only been the last 4 years that we've been doing week-long adventures.
Four or three?
Four, I think.
Four?
Anyway, so when we've been here each year, we notice differences in the individuals that are on the island and what's abundant and what's not. And so one of the things that's back this year that we notice is those little...
the little clams on the beach, the tiny little ones. I think they're called coquinas.
Coquinas, yeah. And so the coquinas are back, and
Well, not abundantly. Just back.
Yeah.
We've never seen them this abundant. Dense. They are all over in huge. On the other hand, the mole crabs are gone.
Right.
So
it's just interesting weird. To see the variation. We have seen a lot of crabs.
You mean the swimming crabs?
The swimming crabs, yeah. We haven't seen that many birds. Like last year, the areas, both bird sanctuaries were loaded. I don't know if it's because we're slightly off of nesting season, but last year when we were walking by, they were honking at each other, at us, and it was a big, you know, a big festival of complaining whenever we walked by.
Yeah, there were a lot fewer this time.
But this time there were fewer.
But a lot more of the pelicans on the wing.
Right. So it's just neat to see the variation from each year.
Yeah.
And we had a turtle come and nest one night at 11, and we didn't even hear them.
Yeah.
Which we're like so upset about. Cause we
the park rangers.
The park rangers.
Because we would have rushed out there.
Yeah. Just to see it. And I just can't imagine how big those turtles must be. And I just wanted to see one up close. But maybe next year.
Yeah. We've been wanting to see one for so long. But I think you really have to keep a vigil and come here a lot to see them. I mean, what are the chances?
Right. And we have another turtle nest ready to hatch any day, any moment.
Yeah. Supposedly tomorrow.
Yeah. It could be hatching right now.
Yeah. Well, we were going to walk by down it after our showers.
Yeah.
And the heavens opened up.
Yeah. Instead of being able to see over to Emerald Isle, which is, maybe a quarter mile away from Bear Island?
Yeah.
It was like, you can't see it right now. It was just a whiteout of rain.
So, yeah.
And we were totally soaked. And Patrick's wife has to learn how to use a vestibule.
Yeah, you when just leaned back and sat your bum right in the middle.
It was a huge puddle I made in the center of our tent. Yeah. But anyway.
I wonder if this will come out, but the rain's starting up again.
Yeah.
So we'll keep going for a little bit, but
yeah.
I don't know, the sound quality might really go bad.
Yeah, the sound quality will probably diminish. What's some other things that we noticed?
Let's see. Well, the land at the two, so this time again, like last year was the first time, but in one of our 8-day trips, we did a hike to both the northeast. Okay. Rebecca happened to shout again just to hear each other. It started to come down. Anyway, we'll try it for a bit. We had to, this is the second time that we did the hike to both the northeast and the southwest ends. And the land and out in the water, the topography has changed an amazing amount. The southwest end has all these different bays in it. That last time, I think there was only one main one, but offshore there was a lot of these gigantic formations about 1 meter scale. And at the northeast end, there was much more of a gradation of many different scales.
Right.
So that was interesting. What else?
So we wake up at 5 every morning while we're here because we love to see the sun rise
and the
beautiful
birds
come
I'm
by
sure.
and walk down the beach towards us.
Oh, we saw way more skimmers this year.
Yes.
You know, not
did.
A ton, but last year we'd only seen two.
Yeah. So we got to see several skimmers. And in the morning, we would see the...
What we should say is we saw the skimmers feeding.
Right.
Because you see them canoeing in and stuff, sitting there on the banks, but it's quite something to see them feeding.
When you see them feeding, it's just so cool.
They're just going right just along the... it's the swash.
Yeah.
Or maybe just into the ocean, just a bit from the swash with their lower beaks as they just fly along, zooming, following the coastline. So, pretty cool.
It is. It's a very graceful move.
Yeah.
And then we got to see a lot of terns.
Yeah.
And the terns, I'm always impressed with how tiny they are. They are one tiny bird.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
although you're thinking of the ones we just saw today.
Yeah.
On the way over to the shows.
Right.
Maybe they were juveniles.
Were they?
I don't know.
They look so small.
I didn't study the bird book this time as much. Yeah. And so I didn't recognize, or I couldn't key them just from memory.
Right.
And we think we saw Wilson's plover.
Yes.
So we were looking for sanderlings, and we're like, well, these the tiny little guys walking along when the willets come by, they have a black ring around the neck, so that can't be a sanderling. It's just one ring, so it can't be a killdeer. And we haven't really seen the killdeers on the beach anyway. Not on the front beach. And then we looked in our old Peterson's guide, and the ranges for this time of the year for all the others, plovers didn't match, and that was the one. And I think that's the one that an intern last year told us was endangered.
Yeah.
And they're desperately trying to get to protect them here. So that was really cool.
It was, and it's great to see that they're coming back.
And the stars, did we talk about the stars at all?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we had three clear nights.
Yes.
And that was really fantastic. We saw a satellite where we didn't know what it was. Like, we didn't have our... I don't know if I did mark one of the ISS passes to look at, but then we just... quickly decide it's not worth trying because we've had a lot of clouds.
Right.
You know, you can't decide a particular day that it's going to be clear. We saw this light going by, and it was coming from the direction of where the sun had set, and we're like, that's moving pretty steady. It's not blinking. And we're like, okay, it's moving directly away from where the sun was, so... it's going to, if it's a satellite, should go all the way to the other horizon, but it should suddenly blink out when it goes into the Earth's shadow. And we stared at it the whole time, followed it, and sure enough, it got pretty low to the horizon before it went out. But I thought it would just kind of blink out, and it actually didn't. It like kind of faded, and then it was out.
Right.
And, there were definitely plenty of stars visible in the area where it had blinked out, so it's not a cloud.
Right.
Because it had went out just for a little bit earlier, and we could tell it was from a cloud.
We have, like, the best view of the Milky Way on a clear night at Bear Island because there's no light pollution, and it is just stunning.
Actually, it's amazing how much light pollution there is, though.
Yeah.
Jacksonville and I guess Swansboro. And probably a lot from Emerald Isle. I mean, the two ends of the island and behind the island, you can see this humongous glow.
Yes.
And anything close to the horizon is just, you know, you see a couple stars and that's about it. Which is, I assume it'd be harder close to the horizon anyway because of more haze, but. It's obvious there's also a glow that's... But directly overhead, you're absolutely right. I mean, the number of stars you see compared to back Chapel Hill is just amazing. Mm-hmm. So, saw a bunch of shooting stars. That was cool. Probably saw Jupiter and Saturn from their positions. I didn't have the map out when we were out there. Remember we were trying to see the rings of Saturn?
Right.
And we're trying to hold the binoculars, and the wind is so strong, which is, you know, it's not enough here to have clear skies to watch
right.
the stars, because you will be eaten alive in the
yes.
bad condition. We had wind too, but trying to hold the binoculars, I was amazed at how much the wind made it impossible.
Mm-hmm.
They were 8x40,
mm-hmm.
and you know, even holding them on. As a matter of fact, holding them on the picnic table is where I could really tell it was because of the wind.
Right.
Because there you can hold it steadier, but every time there's a gust, and the gusts are coming like one after another, mm-hmm. you can see the whole picture shake, even though it feels like your hands are totally steady.
Right.
What else? I'm sure there's tons more. I've been writing in my journal, and there's pages and pages of notes on things we've seen and stuff, but
I can't think of anything else right now.
Just spent the day packing. I think we're a little bit tired.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Throughout the marsh,
yeah.
you have a lot of the crabs with those very small... crabs. Oh, what are they called?
The fiddler crabs? With
fiddler
the big
crabs,
claw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fiddler crabs all over. It's very cute. And they, like, sometimes you'll see a whole horde of 100 of them move to different sections away from where you're going. It's
yeah.
very,
it's
amazing.
A mass of crabs.
Yeah.
A carpet of crabs.
A carpet, yeah. And it's like, just to think of all them living there, it's just crazy. But that was the only other thing I can think of.
At this moment.
At this moment.
I think it'd probably be good to call it. I'm a little bit worried. We're recording this on the phone. We don't have a regular recording. And I'm worried that this isn't even going to come out.
Yeah.
So I'll try to process it to make it happen with Audacity. Maybe a super quick about future plans?
Yeah. So future plans. Going home.
Going home. then...
We're getting ready
for... We have one week.
Yeah.
One weekend, I mean, to get ready all our stuff for Cincinnati.
Right. Right. And then we're...
The ARDF U.S. and Region 2 Championships.
Right.
And
very excited about that.
Yeah. Hope I can actually compete because my right foot is swollen up.
yeah.
From... I think we still don't know how I injured it here. Might have been running. Anyway, let's see the doctor when we get back. But if not, I can help run the start and the finish tables and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
definitely looking forward to that. And that's
the extent of our plans.
That's
right
the
now.
Extent. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to the Island CT podcast.
And maybe you'll be able to check out some pictures of Bear Island.
Yeah, we'll have to post them as well. Goodbye.
Goodbye.